The Oceanside Generals have become an international team. One of their new players is Jacob Bait, who hails from Johannesburg, South Africa. The 16-year-old, who previously played for the Notre Dame Hounds in Saskatchewan in the Canadian Sports School Hockey League, CSSHL, was scooped by the Generals just before the start of the Vancouver Island Junior Hockey League 2025-26 season. Bait said he was committed to playing for the Victoria Hockey Academy U17 team, in the Junior Prospects Hockey League, when he received an invitation to attend the Generals' summer ice development sessions. He made an impression and quickly drew the attention of the Generals' coaching staff. At the time we were evaluating him as a long-term prospect, not someone we expected to make an immediate impact, said Rick Hannibal, general manager of the Generals. To challenge him further, we invited him to our main camp to see how he'd handle playing against bigger, more experienced players. He didn't flinch. From the first day, he held his own and showed real poise on the ice. After his initial skate with the Generals, Hannibal said Bait told his father he wanted to play for the Generals. When I heard that, it sparked a conversation among our staff, said Hannibal. We decided to take a closer look and seriously consider whether he could be a fit for our team, not just someday, but maybe sooner than we thought. Bait showed he could immediately be an asset to the Generals this season and was invited to join the team. They made me an offer I couldn't turn down, said Bait. I am hoping to have a very good year. Bait learned to play hockey in South Africa. Before that, Bait said his father, who is from Victoria, got him into figure skating. When my father saw a poster about kids' ice hockey, he's like, "You're playing," Bait recalled. Not even a question. He said, "You're playing." So, I just grew up with it and when I was 13, I kind of peaked in South Africa, so he said, "Do you want to go Canada and take it seriously?" I said yes. Bait ended up going to school at Athol Murray College of Notre Dame and played for the Hounds in the Canadian Sports School Hockey League. His dramatic development in the sport has garnered him a spot in the South Africa U18 team and he was chosen as captain. He also competed with South Africa national team at the 2025 U20 IIHF World Championships D3B in Thailand in 2024. Even though he was only 15 at the time, Bait already made an impact in the South Africa U20 team, notching a goal and 4 assists that helped them win a bronze, their country's very first one in their 4 years playing at that level. Bait, listed at 5'10 and 161 pounds, has quickly adjusted to the VIJHL. "I love it," said Bait, who notched 1 assist in the 2 games that he played. "It's a lot faster and you have to make a decision way quicker. I feel like it's also easier in a sense that the guys around you can make plays. My line, I love them. We really make good plays. I belong to a great organization with great people. Just a great vibe in the room." From U17 hockey to Junior B, Hannibal said, is a major transition Bait faced up to without any qualms, against bigger and more seasoned players. "Jacob has embraced the challenge with maturity and confidence, fitting seamlessly into our lineup," said Hannibal. "At Oceanside, we pride ourselves on a culture that draws players in, not just for hockey but for the brotherhood, the leadership and the community. Jacob's story is a reminder of what makes being a general so special." Hannibal said for a 16-year-old, Bait is showing exceptional skills. "From the moment Jacob stepped onto the ice, one thing stood out, his shot," said Hannibal. "He generates power and precision that you'd expect from a much older player. But Jacob's game is just about finesse, he thrives in the gritty areas of the ice and never shying away from physical play. He embraces the tough battles and brings a fearless edge that energizes the team." Hannibal said he and head coach Garrett Dunlop expect Bait to play key minutes this season and expect him to develop into one of the top rookies in the VIJHL.